Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said a plant needs roots in order to grow. A man needs to grow in order to have roots. We're happy to have the privilege of Bible study again today. We indeed appreciate your listening to Bible Meditations. Please tell others about our program and invite them to listen and to study the Bible together as well. All right, let's return now to our study. We were talking about the book of Jude. While it is not popular in our world today to speak out against anything, it just simply is something that the Bible teaches very plainly. Even though people have said, well, you're putting yourself above others and you think you know more than anybody else, the Bible urges us to earnestly contend for the faith, to stand for what is right. Well, what does that say about error? It simply points out to us the fact that we must speak out against the error of our world. Does the Bible teach that we ought to speak against that which is believed by other people? Well, Jude said, I thought about writing about the common salvation. But the Holy Spirit told Jude, write about something else. Write about earnestly contending for the faith. Since Jude was led by the Holy Spirit, I'm thinking that Jude was told by God that he must write about the common salvation, and he encourages you and I to earnestly contend for the faith. The word earnestly implies to us not just a half-hearted, halfway situation, but rather putting all of our being into what we're doing. So we earnestly, and the word contend means that we take a different view, take a different side. We contend, not that we both are in agreement. We contend for what is right. Now, there are some people who are contentious just to be contentious. That isn't what the Bible's talking about. The Bible doesn't encourage us to be hard to get along with. The Bible, however, encourages us to stand up for what we believe is right. A Bible example of that, you remember Peter and John being called in. You can read about this in the 3rd and 4th chapters of the book of Acts. And when you read about that, you'll find that they were encouraged to quit preaching in the name of the Lord Jesus. They were told they didn't want them any time again to be teaching about Jesus Christ. Well, how would Peter and John answer to the Sanhedrin that was telling them, don't you preach in the name of Jesus anymore? Well, the answer is very clear. Peter said, whether it's right to listen to you or to listen to God, judge ye. In other words, you make the decision. Where should we stand? And he simply observed, we must obey God rather than man. God and his will comes first with those who are Christians. And so it cannot be a matter of, well, everybody has a right to his own view. It must be a matter of what does God say in this matter. Friends, did you ever wonder how many religious groups there are in our country? And then when you think about all these different religious groups, do you ever wonder why we have so many different ideas in religion? Is it because God gave us a book that is so hard to understand that everybody has his own view about what the Scriptures say? Well, really, some have contended that, but I don't believe it for a minute. I believe that God gave to us a book that can be read and understood, and that will bring about unity among religious people. Paul wrote to the church at Corinth, and he told them, I've heard that there are divisions among you. and I don't want that division to exist. 1 Corinthians 1, 10 through 13. He said they needed to all speak the same thing, be of the same mind, and of the same judgment. That sounds pretty united, doesn't it? That simply means that we don't go off on our own theories, our own ideas. We rather stick to what God said, and therein is unity. Did Jesus pray for unity in John 17? Did Jesus pray that all men be united as he and his Father are one? Indeed, that's the case, isn't it? Well, then how can we be united? How can we fulfill the promise that Jesus gave in regard to his word and the prayer that he offered in regard to the divided state of the world? Jesus did not pray that every man has a right to his own view and therefore can go any direction he wants to go. Jesus prayed that we all be one. And that certainly is a possibility. I had a gentleman say to me one time, "Well, you really don't believe that could happen, do you?" Well, friends, what does that say about Jesus' prayer? If Jesus prayed it and it could not happen, it could not occur, then there's something wrong somewhere, isn't it? It would simply mean that Jesus perhaps was not even sincere when he prayed. I'd be afraid to stand in a situation like that. I believe that the Lord knew what he was talking about. When he prayed for unity, that unity is possible. But we've looked the wrong direction to bring about unity. Unity is not everybody goes his own way and says whatever he wants to say. Unity is having a common book that will bring us all together and we all speak in the same manner. Well, that would be the Bible, wouldn't it? Now, we can't be united on creeds of men. The religious groups that have their various creeds, they cannot offer unity because those who do not subscribe to those creeds are left out. How in the world can we have unity? It's going to have to be by us having a common standard. You know, if I taught what the Bible teaches, and you taught what the Bible teaches, and every other person that you know who speaks in religion taught what the Bible teaches, wouldn't we all be saying the same thing? The fact is that people have simply said to God, "You gave us division. You didn't give us a book that could unite us." Our problem is not with everybody having his own view. The problem is we haven't allowed God's view to prevail. Well, what does that mean? That just means when the Bible says something, that settles it. Why do we try to make our own view and say, "I don't see it that way"? If the Bible makes an observation, let's just simply accept it. Well, we appreciate talking with you today, and I do hope that as we've talked together, some good has been accomplished. We remind you it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.